Track 3, Becoming Aware of Intimate Discontent. On the last track, we discussed avoiding taboo-loaded communication. For the purposes of this track, avoiding taboo-loaded communication consisted of 6 steps. The 6 steps were to be specific, be straight, be direct, be clear, create a climate for honesty, and tell the truth. On this track, we will discuss becoming aware of intimate discontent. A technique for becoming aware of intimate discontent that I implement in my practice consists of 3 steps. These 3 steps to becoming aware of intimate discontent are experiencing feelings, defining what is wanted, and rediscovering old strategies. I find that too often, men like Alan from the last track discover that the real experience of intimacy eludes them. Clearly, your client also knows how it feels to be deprived of personal intimacy. Is your Alan searching for the interpersonal connection which he believes would make him a whole person? Alan, like my other clients, was unable to identify or articulate these feelings. I stated to Alan, clearly, love and goodwill aren't enough to create an experience of fulfillment in relationships. No one meets anyone's needs when those needs aren't identified and revealed. Alan responded, I've always felt that way. I just didn't know how to put it into words. As a consequence of living out the male role, which in itself inhibits feeling, men tend to be incapable of making that deep connection. Instead, like Alan, male intimacy clients continue to be brave, to act as if everything's all right, and to ignore sensations that might inform them that they're hurt or discouraged. Instead, they experience their specific disappointments as a generalized, vague discontent. I find that men, like Alan, can rarely pinpoint the exact nature of their intimate discontents. Therefore, clients like Alan express discontent by not believing in the possibility of intimacy, by focusing all their attention on work, by being scared of making commitments, and by avoiding emotional intimacy when they're in romantic relationships. Alan stated, "Why did I marry my ex-wife? I didn't think I'd ever fall in love. She wanted children, and so did I, so I married her. She was as good as anyone else." How might you have evaluated the source of Alan's intimate discontent? What techniques do you currently implement to help male clients with exploring the root of intimate discontent? Might the following technique for becoming aware of intimate discontent also be productive? To begin the becoming aware of intimate discontent technique with Alan, I stated, attempts to deny, ignore, and rationalize away reality are major obstacles to intimacy. Your search for intimacy and your awareness of what you want from an intimate relationship are directly related. Alan responded, "So, if we can increase one, we can increase the other?" I stated, "Precisely. There are many different ways to increase your awareness of current reality. Everyone finds different techniques more or less useful. Use what is productive for you." First, I discussed with Alan how he might experience his feelings. I stated, "Alan, earlier you told me that you felt no one meets anyone's needs when those needs aren't identified and revealed. I would like to ask you to fully experience that feeling occasionally on a daily basis until our next meeting. Consider fully experiencing for 45 seconds or so each time without trying to change it. Really get into the sensation of it. Then physically do something else. You might put something away, turn on a light, or sweep the floor. Repeat the process and see if you don't begin to understand the feeling that no one meets anyone's needs when those needs aren't identified and revealed." Second, I discussed ways Alan could define what he wanted. I stated, "One way to explore the root of intimate discontent is to move on to something better. You can increase your awareness of intimate discontent by defining what something better is for you. Simply make up a vision of what you want. If, after you get it, it turns out you don't like it, make up another vision of what you want. The more specific you are about defining what you want, the easier it will be to make it happen. In the physical world, objects exist whether you think about them or not, and despite what you think of them. In your psychological world, however, nothing exists until you create it psychologically. If you want it, think about what it is and how to achieve it. Your vision, what you want, and how you are going to make it happen depends on you." In addition to experiencing his feelings and defining what he wanted, the 3rd step I implemented with Alan in the becoming aware of intimate discontent technique was to rediscover old strategies for coping with intimate discontent. Many male intimacy clients may not realize it, but they have already identified and accepted catalysts for intimate discontent due to failed past relationships. I stated to Alan, you already have a set of skills you can use to explore the root of intimate discontent, even though you may not be aware of them. Think of an intimate disappointment and analyze how you came to accept it. What did you do to achieve acceptance of your discontent? How can the same technique help you in accepting and exploring your current intimate discontent? Alan used these three combined techniques to become aware of intimate discontent. The purpose was to increase Alan's awareness of the discontent he already felt. How might these techniques benefit your client? Could playing this track in an upcoming session be productive? On this track, we discussed becoming aware of intimate discontent. A technique for becoming aware of intimate discontent that I implement in my practice consists of three steps, which are experiencing feelings, defining what is wanted, and rediscovering old strategies. On the next track, we will discuss hidden sources of knowledge. Our discussion will be based on four principles for identifying hidden knowledge. The four principles we will discuss are: most criticisms have some basis in reality. Many criticisms are disguised statements of your own unmet needs. Some criticisms may be an accurate description of a disowned part of the self, and some criticisms may help identify the lost self. Question 3. What are three steps to becoming aware of intimate discontent?